Dan, I'm looking over these numbers from the point in time count from this year, and it looks like the number of homeless in Oklahoma appears to be rising.
That's right, Michael. That not only in Oklahoma City, but all across the state, we saw an uptick in the number of homeless all across the state, as I mentioned. A lot of reasons for that. One, the point-in-time count, as you know, is just a snapshot count on one day of the homeless in your community. And a lot of things can kind of affect that number one way or the other, including, you know, weather and, gosh, the number of volunteers and how hard you work on the front end to find people to count before the day. And we get a little better at it each year, so that accounts for perhaps some of the increase, but some of it is just the real thing. We have more homeless in Oklahoma today than we did a year ago.
And this is working despite the fact that, 40 different nonprofits are working to get chronically homeless and veterans into homes.
Yeah, so, and we've been really successful with that. So just in 2015, housed, you know, 320 homeless veterans and 195 chronically homeless people. So the system, especially in Oklahoma City and Tulsa, is more effective and more efficient, really, than it's ever been. So when you see increases like this, it's really disheartening. We're doing a lot of hard work and being really successful, but the numbers are going up. And of course, it's disheartening to us. It's really hardest on the people who are homeless. But you know, it comes down to the nonprofit and faith-based agencies that are working the homeless to housed system they're at capacity, and for the numbers to go down, we're going to need to see some changes on the prevention side of the equation. Oklahoma County, we have 134,000 people living at or below the poverty line. And so if we're not able to provide those folks with affordable housing, and by affordable, I mean affordable to people living in poverty, and appropriate mental health care and appropriate substance abuse treatment that's both accessible and affordable, a public transportation system that's more robust, access to affordable primary health care. If we're not able to do those things for people in poverty who are housed, then that's going to continue to push our homeless numbers up. And I, frankly, I don't know that there's a way for the current system to address that level of inflow, because, like I say, it's at capacity now, and it's more efficient and more effective than it's ever been in the past.
And I understand budget cuts are also having an effect, especially when you look at something like Section 8 housing, which many of your poor Oklahomans depend on to help make rent.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I talk about affordable housing, one of the ways that you can make housing affordable is through housing subsidies like Section 8, or it's now called Housing Choice, or public housing. And when we close the waiting lists for those that financial assistance, then that drives the number up too, because we're not able to empty the pipeline as quickly as we could before.
Although the count looks at just a one-day snapshot of homelessness, how about you anecdotally? Are you seeing a rise personally in just the number of people who need assistance who are homeless?
Yeah, absolutely. So, our day shelter, for instance, Last year, our daily average was about 275, and this year, our daily average is 310. So, you know, it's a 10% increase right there. And it's day in and day out. So, and then our providers here on the Westtown campus, more and more calls for families, homeless families with children, or for prevention, you know, so somebody's got an eviction notice or a 5-day to quit, and our numbers are up really all across the board, chronically homeless, veterans, families with children, unaccompanied youth. Yeah.
What do you think can be done to help fix this problem?
Well, yeah, again, I come back to it's not really... I don't know that there's capacity in the nonprofit and faith-based sector to address the issue. We have to get more active on the prevention side of providing affordable housing and affordable and accessible mental health care and affordable and accessible substance abuse treatment and primary health care. Living, you know, more jobs at a living wage. And so, you know, it kind of comes down to business and political leadership stepping up to the challenges of a state with, you know, almost a 20% poverty rate.